Hello, my sexy demons. Welcome to my femdom frenzy. I am Mistress Victory Von Stryker, your favorite southern sensual dominatrix. And this is my podcast where I get to talk to you about the twisted things I do to my poor little submissives when they dare to enter my dungeon. But before I get into the nitty-gritty, let me give a few shout-outs to some of my very favorite people. You know my friends from Twitter, those retweeters who make my life so much sweeter. And because there are a lot of them, I'm going to run through it as fast as I can, beginning with Frank Middleton. And I'm just going to say, where's that podcast, man? I've been waiting to listen. And hi there, Starla. That's his roomie best friend, BDSM mistress. Stephan Angelina McElvain, so many reasons to be vain, with a million books on Amazon.com. Pick any one, you won't go wrong. Carrie Cockburn will make your heart yearn. ElustSexBlogs.com. I am so grateful that y'all keep inviting me back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ocean's Envy. And you will envy those eyes, that hair, those lips. I mean, this man is fine. And that voice. Listen to his emo music of the future. Mr. Billy Crash of Crash Palace, the Last Knock podcast, and the Kink Noir series. You know I love to indulge in a little bondage, baby. Oh my goodness, Orion the Mighty Hunter. Go grab his book, Stars of Orion. Those images will have you sighing. I also want you to check out Dominic Piper and Patrick Kaler and Down the Lane Books. I mean, bikers, strippers, you can't go wrong. Then, E.A. Barker's Naughty Page is all the rage. Pat Wong and her husband Harry are so legendary. And last but not ever least, there is that man who is so astounding, Mr. J.P. Downing. You can listen to him on 10 Minutes with JP, A Beer and a Song with JP, and On the Rocks. That's the episode he did for me on Bedtime Stories with Mistress Victory. Don't forget that you can follow me, as I said, on Twitter and on Instagram. Then you must submit to me on nightflirt.com and surrender to my mystery on ismygirl.com. Now, is there anything else going on? Oh yes, I'm still working on that book, Femdom Glory, so look for that. I will get finished with it before this year is out, I promise. Now, it's time for a little breath play, Victory's Way. So, sit still and pay attention, and you know damn well, you better listen. Now, when was the first time you got high? I know you think it was when you lit that first joint or took that first drink, but you are wrong, wrong, wrong. It was way back when you were a kid and you held your breath as long as you could. You made games of it. You dared your friends to do it longer than you. You fell in love with the head rush. Add in some adrenaline, and then you're soaring in the end. That good stuff that floods your soul and makes you want to lose control. Now you crave it, so come and get it. And like I said, if I'm gonna do breath play, I'm gonna do it my way. It's called edge play for a reason. It's dangerous, which is part of the thrill, and my people love it when I'm in for the kill. So when my sub wanted to try it, I did not deny it. I tied him to the bed with his body splayed wide. Then I took him on that uphill ride. I do want to point out, we have had a professional dom-servant relationship for years, because trust is a must. I gripped him by the throat, getting off on the fear in his eyes, while I bruised his ribs with my thighs. I told him that he is mine. It's up to me when he breathes. Then I held his gaze and his nose at the same time. I covered his mouth and counted to 10. I allowed him to inhale, though I maintained my stare. You know I do my thing with flair. Y'all like this tantric meditation music I have in the background? It's all about that edge, baby. His peepers were barely bulging, but I wasn't done indulging. I took the count to 20, then 30, then 40. Now he was a bit lightheaded with a cock that rocked on fully leaded. I gave his face a happy treat when I shoved it into my cleavage and the clock wound up again. Y'all, I warped his brain while putting him on drain. Next, I ramped it up a notch when I smothered him with my crotch. Heaven's gate from way down south took a seat on his mouth. Soon his dick was hard as fuck, so my slapper ran amok. I beat his meat while he sucked my clit. CBT while he licked my slit. I drowned him in my goddess dew, but no, 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 I wasn't through. I grabbed my slave around the neck with both hands. He looked scared, as he should be, 'cause I could snuff him easily. So I had his full attention for my death wish intervention. Pressure, pressure, closing in. Carotid contortions made him spin. As his mind began to swim, I locked him down with my quim. Inch by inch, I slid him home and showed him how I earned my throne. I pounded on his prick while stealing all his air. Harder, harder, harder. We were nearly there. He was turning blue when I reached my peak, so I let him go, then put him fast to sleep. So he faced the final curtain, and my friends, I am certain he will never forget that day, because I did it victory's way. Love ya, mean it. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
I took the blows, yeah.